This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
News. Why am I holding this? You're going to find out later.
Yeah, we're going to find out about that hammer. But news me first, Barrymore, hit me.
All right, well, first up, we have to look at the next and final Magic Mike movie. When this, like, dropped, I got really excited.
Well, I've watched it, like, 3 times already, the trailer.
You have?
Oh, I've watched the trailer 3 times. Hello. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when we went to Vegas, and, like, I get to do the Magic Mike show with all the guys, and we actually just put out on YouTube, so if you go to our show YouTube, I do a sit-down on the stage with, like, all the guys, and it is so not what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And it really came down from Channing Tatum and this whole movement. It's so empowering. It just really blew my mind. I'm so excited we finally put it out. But Variety just dropped the official trailer for the new Magic Mike's Last Dance. Let's take a look. I mean, what do you need to hear me about going?
We're gonna wake them up with a wave of passion they've never felt before.
Hell yeah.
Without further ado, I give you the visionary artist, Magic Mike.
So.
Channing said that he wanted it to be the Super Bowl of stripping, but I gotta tell you, he has got so much more going on in what this show is about. It's much more about humanity than removing clothes.
Yeah, of course. But it's a little bit about removing clothes, too, I just want to say.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People don't hate that, do they?
No, it's a great storyline. You know, if I was an Oscar voter, I'd vote for Best Supporting Underwear. I can't wait. You guys going to watch this one, Magic Mike? The Last Dance. You in? You're going to watch? I'm going to be there opening day.
I guess it really does check every box.
Totally,
you know, I'm into like the socio-emotional part of all of it, and you're right, the stripping doesn't hurt either.
They're both parts are there. You can be both. You can be emotional and hey.
You can have it all.
Hey, you can have it all. All right, up next, the New York Times recently ran a column about opening gifts in front of an audience.
Right.
Okay, gift anxiety is a real thing. This has been a long tradition, right, at gatherings like bridal and baby showers, but the author says that at times they are changing. Now, instead of awkwardly unwrapping a stand mixer in front of your distant cousins and pretending like, it's just what I wanted, right? Brides-to-be and moms are embracing casual and co-ed parties that are more about mingling. Does that give you the anxiety it gives me when everyone gathers around for Christmas and it's like, open it, open it, open it?
I don't know why I don't hate it.
Really?
I don't. What's wrong with opening gifts in front of people?
To me, it's more about the giving. Like, whenever I give somebody a gift, I'm like, here you go, it's terrible. If you hate it, the receipt's in the box. I don't know why I gave it to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're already, like, worried and apologizing for the gift before you give it?
100%. And then when I open it, even if I don't like it, I am giving the performance of a lifetime.
See, I am a pushy gift giver. I'm like, I want you to see what I went and got you. And then I also am not good at pretending. I actually do think I let the cat out of the bag if I don't get it or love it.
If somebody gives you a gift that you're like, what?
I know, I'm hateful, right? My friends once got me like this dragonfly print, and I was like, really? That you think of me when you see this? That's so interesting. I remember an ex-boyfriend bought me like a cameo necklace, and I was like, really, a cameo? Interesting.
My parents one time got me fishing tackle.
How'd you play that one off?
I was like, well, I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker is what I did. No, I took the bait. I just was like, yeah, so I love that. Thank you, Sayana, it was great.
I'm into, raise of hands, who does not like opening gifts in front of people? Okay, quite a few. Why? Who wants to chime in here? There you go,
okay,
right at the top. Thank you so much.
I just feel like it gives me a lot of anxiety and makes me feel like I have to like the gift. And if I don't like it, then I'm just sitting there like, yeah, sure, I like it so much.
Totally. And like, you can be grateful and still not like the gift, right? You can be like, thank you so much for thinking of me. Can I return it?
Like, I'm a good gift giver most of the time. Like, I feel like I nail it and I want to watch it go down in victory.
Oh, I like that confidence in you, Barrymore.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
All right, next. So we want to put something weird in your mouth this Thanksgiving. This story, man. Okay, who likes that green bean casserole?
I do.
You had it with the crunchy onions
yes,
on top?
Yes, French's.
Yes. Well, if you like that.
And like cream of mushroom soup.
Totally.
It's a crowd pleaser. Everybody loves it. It's the dish that goes the fastest. Everybody wants to be all haute cuisine. Bring on the green bean casserole.
I like mine with some water chestnuts in it too for a little crunch.
Oh. Oh, water chestnuts, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going sliced almonds.
No. Well, if you like that green bean casserole, you might like this or not. The Food Network reports there's a sparkling water brand called Ouroboros that's created the Thanksgiving-inspired curiosity. It is the green bean casserole sparkling soda. Yes, they've put that flavor into the can. They describe it having a sweet, earthy, and buttery flavor, which is exactly what I want when I'm thirsty. Okay.
I don't get cream bean casserole.
Well, that's what they say it is. Let me see. You know, I checked, and I don't know how, but it's zero calories, you guys, so. Nothing.
I do find it very pleasant.
You do?
It's fine.
It tastes like someone mowed their lawn and put it in a can.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of wheatgrass in it. You're right. But I wish they would liquidate a green bean casserole. I would drink it.
Okay.
But this is refreshing in a very wheatgrassy...
You can have mine.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
All right, finally, next. I love this story so much. Okay, the Washington Post reports that the number of women in construction is currently at a record high. It all goes back... I know! It all goes back to 2016 when unemployment rates were at their lowest and there was a huge demand for construction workers, and so employers had to look at a subset that they didn't normally look at, women. And they're in these thriving positions in the field, not just back in the office. This is why I had the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We have a tradeswoman here, Nora Spencer. She's going to teach us how to hang a TV. And I'm really excited because I've never done it.
I've never done it, too. I have a TV I need to hang right now. Can I stick around and learn how to do
Ross,
it?
Ross, duh. She taught us how to fix a sink.
I know, and I fixed one at home after she taught me how.
And I've learned how to fix toilets here on this show, and it has changed my life. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Named Nora, who, fun fact, took acting classes in hopes of meeting her celebrity crush, who happened to be Christian Slater.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a fun fact I had to personally put in there. She runs a nonprofit called Hope Renovations with the goal of teaching trade skills to women in her community.
Yeah, and not only do we love her story, but she put Drew and I to work teaching us how to switch out a faucet.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that. We just had to have her back. We loved her so much.
Please welcome back to the show, Nora Spencer.
Hi, Nora.
Hi. Thank you for having me back. I've never done anything like this. I'm totally intimidated. This is where I 100% call screaming like a damsel in distress for help.
Well, I Google, how do you hang a TV? Okay, I don't know how to do it. I have one in my bedroom. Can you please help us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nora, help. I know it's intimidating. It's super simple. You just need a few tools, which we've got here.
Yeah, I got
anybody
a drill.
Anybody can do it.
Show us.
I'm
okay,
great. This. Come awesome. On, let me awesome. Help. And I have a tool belt. Do we need a hammer? Because I
you
got
will,
one.
You will need that. So okay. hang on to that.
Okay,
hang
great.
On to that. So.
Okay.
So all of the TV mounts today come with two different pieces. One is the bracket that you put onto your TV. That's already installed here.
And that will mount flat to a wall.
Correct, correct. So brackets are already on here.
Okay.
Okay.
Show
this
us how to do
this is the mounting
it.
Plate. This is what's going to go on your wall.
Okay.
Now, what I normally suggest is that you actually mount it to the studs that are in the wall.
But how do you find the studs?
Yeah.
I will show you. There's a wonderful little tool called a stud finder.
Oh, stud finder was what they called me in college.
I was okay. just going to say. Yeah. I'm like, wait, yeah. hold on. I found one.
Right here. I'm here.
I was waiting for it. Okay. I was waiting for it.
How okay. do you find a stud, Nora?
It's super easy. You just hold the stud finder to the wall. You push in the button. When it finds the stud, it's going to tell you right there.
Oh.
Right there is your stud.
Oh,
see?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this is the studs are not in the center of the wall, which is where you want your TV to be. But don't worry, there are anchors that you can put in the wall that are made to hold a whole lot of weight.
That's like these things
that's
and then
what
you
this
shove
is.
The things inside
it's
the
exactly.
thing.
It's called a drywall anchor.
Okay.
And the way it
or
works
that.
Is when you put the when you put the screw in, this is actually going to expand
and
behind the wall
it
and it locks it in super strong.
Oh,
each one of these can hold up to 200 pounds.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, super
okay.
strong.
How do you put it in?
So we've got three of them in already. We've got the hole pre-drilled for this one. All you got to do is just pop it in there and give
so
it a little tap with the hammer.
You don't put the drill in it and then go in. You put a hole in there.
Create the hole first.
And it's got to be big enough to do this, right?
Correct. You want you.
Oh,
that's
hey.
Perfect.
Wow. I did it.
You did a great job.
That's good.
Yes. So once your anchor's in the wall, you're ready to put the mounting plate
Can
up.
I just say, I tried to pull this look off, but I look like a village person, right? I really was trying to look hot.
I don't know. It's working for me.
Well, it's raining men, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay,
all
where's
right.
where
next
do I do?
Next step is the mounting plate.
Okay.
So we're going to stick it up here. We've got our, oh, it's going to go that way. There you go. No, you would have figured it out.
Okay. I have screws here.
All right, so one of you is going to hold the mounting plate while while the other person takes the first screw.
Okay.
And you're going to just drill the screw into the hole and don't completely tighten it. You're going to leave it a little bit of give. Now, the next thing you want to do is grab your level.
Okay.
We want to make sure it's level because you don't want your TV to be wonky. All right, stick it up
Mine's
there.
Mine's wonky on my bedroom
wall. You don't,
yeah.
It probably drives you crazy.
It does.
Okay, so then you're going to get it exactly center. You want the bubble right in the middle. That looks good.
That looks good.
You're going to take screw number two.
Oh.
Got it.
That was scary. Okay.
There you go. I'm going to hold that for you. And now before you tighten it completely, let's just check the level. How does it look? Does it need to be adjusted a little?
I think that side's down a little bit, Drew, your side.
Yeah, here, go How's for
that?
It. I'll fix it.
Okay, right?
How's that, okay?
Okay, ready? And then
tighten it up. Keep screwing
this
until it won't tighten anymore.
Is hanging all
and
right.
you know it's in there.
Great.
Awesome.
You got two more screws.
I'm into this.
Awesome.
Do you want to do one?
All right.
Yeah, get in there.
All right. Thank All you, right. Rossi.
Uh-huh. And you're
See,
just going to...
very gratifying to screw.
You're going
to
screw it until you... And it's really tight. That's what's drawing that anchor in tight against the wall. So. Good job.
Yes. You
there.
Got it.
There
you
we
got
go.
It.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Good job. Good job. We got one more left.
One more.
This one's going to go much
Damn
more
right.
smoothly.
I don't give up.
You do not give up.
Don't Please. Ever give up. You'll know. You'll know in life when you've gone
nice
too
and
far.
Tight. Yeah. Awesome.
Now
Absolutely.
What do I do, Nora?
Yeah.
Now all you do
there.
is you pick up the TV, so one of you get one side, one of you get the other, and the way this works is it just slides down on top of the plate, and it'll lock in. You'll hear it lock as soon as it's ready to lock.
Oh.
Just start at the top, yep. Oh. You hear that?
Oh. Oh.
And that's it.
Thank you,
so easy.
The intimidation out.
And you just saved yourself $100 or $200.
Thank you, Nora Spencer. You can learn more about Nora's incredible organization by going to our website. Up next, who do Lizzo, Serena Williams, and Padma Lakshmi, who do they all have in common? Our next guest. That's right, she'll be here after the break.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home. The place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Is a lawyer, a New York Times bestselling author, and founder and CEO of The Phenomenal Media. Her t-shirts have been worn by people like Serena Williams, Lizzo, Padma Lakshmi, and so many more. And her latest book, The Truth About Mrs. Claus, which I could not love more because we need to talk more about Mrs. Claus, is on bookshelves now. Please welcome Mina Harris. Is it true you guys produced the play A Strange Loop, too?
We co-produced.
Co-produced it? That's
Tony
huge.
Award-winning musical, Strange Loop. It is so incredible. If you haven't seen it, please go see it and support it. We're so proud to be a part of it. We're playing a small part of it. Michael Jackson, the playwright, is just brilliant. And
that's the play everybody's talking about.
It's so great, yes.
And you started this, you studied to be a lawyer.
Correct.
But you pivoted because, and this is, I think, a good question, actually, is like, you put all that work in, you gain the ability to be a lawyer, and you ask yourself, like, is there something else that makes me happy? Like,
totally. Yeah, I was on a very traditional path, and in part, you know, I feel very grateful for it in that I had these incredible role models in the law. And for me, growing up in the home I grew up in, they were the heroes. They were the people that were making change in the world, and I was very inspired by that. In some ways, it was also kind of the path of least resistance. It's all I knew, and it's why I went off to law school, and I'm very grateful for that experience. But, you know, as I grew into my career, and as I was practicing at a law firm and billing those hours and realizing that it, you know, was not for me, and that there's other ways that I can make a difference in the world and that I can contribute, and really understanding that I'm, you know, different and I'm creative and I'm a storyteller, and coming into that after the age of 35, you know?
I love that.
So, yeah,
because I think
special.
We can get really stuck in a path that we've done all this work leading up to and think that's it. And you made this big pivot. You started Phenomenal Media. It's been a juggernaut. You're making Tony Award-winning plays. Women are wearing the t-shirts. You're out there creating these stories. And your latest is The Truth About Mrs. Claus, which I love because she is not at the forefront ever, Mrs.
There's
Claus.
There's no Mrs. Claus erasure happening.
I know! Thank you for bringing her into the forefront. truth about Mrs. Claus?
It is about a little elf named Amalia, and she comes from a teddy bear making family. And she discovers that teddy bear making does not make her happy. And she feels really guilty about this and feels very torn. And, you know, it's a family legacy and a family craft. And she wants to solve this problem and, of course, thinks the person to help her do that is Santa. So she goes off on this journey to go to Santa to ask him for help to solve her problem. And instead, it's Mrs. Claus that she encounters, quite to her surprise. And in Mrs. Claus helping Amalia, the elf, to solve her problem, Amalia also helps Mrs. Claus to solve something that Mrs. Claus is dealing with. And it's a very cute little holiday story. It's about holiday magic, but it's so much more than that. It's truth, finding truth in your purpose. It is intergenerational learning that happens between Amalia the elf and Mrs. Claus. And Amalia really learns that she needed to know Mrs. Claus's story. And if she had, she would have perhaps, you know, been able to take a different path. And of course, in the end, it all works out.
Well, thank you for helping all of these women tell their stories and bring this book out. And I really admire everything you're doing and can't wait to keep championing you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
The truth about Mrs. Claus is on sale now. If you want to upgrade your kitchen in less than a minute, we've got the quick fix for you. You'll see what we're talking about in a minute right after the break.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Helper Nora Spencer has a bonus tip that can help anyone at home. I have to say, I'm really excited about this because knobs can be an amazing way to upgrade your life and make it super design savvy for really cheap and cheerful. Nora, how though? Because this is a one and this is a two.
Right, right. So that's a knob, that's a pull. It is an easy upgrade. It really
or
modernizes things.
Or a knob or a
things.
Pull, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's a really good upgrade for seniors. At Hope Renovations, we carry out our training through our renovations for seniors. We suggest this all the time because as we get older, it's harder to grab knobs. We get arthritis in our hands. So much easier to stick a couple fingers behind a pull and pull on a cabinet.
Great.
So,
but
great
how do
upgrade.
We do it? How do
so
we do
easy.
It?
First thing you want to do is you want to remove the knob, and you can just do that with the drill over here. Grab hold of the knob.
Okay.
There you go.
You're all
you
pressed and ready.
I'll hold
yeah,
it out.
I got
just
this.
Take that screw
ready?
Out.
And put it in reverse.
Good job. Good
and
job.
I got it.
Great.
I got
great,
it.
Great, great.
I got it right here.
All right.
Okay.
Now, you're going to measure the distance between the bottom hole and the top hole, and you're going to mark that on your cabinet. It's already been done for us here, so you see we've got a
take
mark
a
right
pencil.
There.
Take a little pencil.
Yep.
Mark
so
it.
So once you've got your mark, you take your drill with your drill bit, and you're just going to drill a hole in there for your new screws to go into.
I'm so into this, I can't even tell you. Okay, ready?
Yep, go
watch
for it.
Watch out. Drilling.
Nice, nice. Yeah. There we go. Good job. Great. All right.
I'm so glad we put this on rolling.
Easy enough.
Okay, now.
Go ahead, Drew. If you want to stick the two screws through the holes from the back.
Oh, okay. That,
do that first.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
you
okay.
see where you're going with it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And now you can line that pull up, and you're just going to kind of use your hands to get it just about perfect.
It rocks.
Hold on. I got it. Okay, so I'm going to get it started just like this.
Yeah,
right?
Just get it started.
So you get it lined up first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait. This was harder than I thought. Okay, hold on. We can do this. Look. Yay!
Yay!
Look at that!
That is certainly gonna work. It's a great upgrade.
We did it.
Thank you, Nora Spencer. Everybody, we make this show for you, so drill it, take it, stamp it, saw it, do whatever you want.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.